You know, in the old times, those women had those old ideas about when you're pregnant, you desire this. She said, oh, she used to want cold water so bad. That's the only way we had to cool it. Put it in a gallon jug and drop it in the bottom of your well. And that's what we do with the milk, too. We thought we had something.
In top of the jug, you put a...
Well, in those days, you had those old clay jugs in those days. You seldom found glass jugs in them times. In the last years, we had glass jugs, but before that, you had those old clay jugs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
What would you put in the top of the jugs?
Corn cob. You didn't have for a stopper. Sometimes you had stoppers, but if you didn't have a stopper, use a corn cob.
What were they made out of, the stoppers?
Well, out of cork.
Yeah.
But if you didn't have none, use a corn cob. Take you a little clean rag, wrap it around a corn cob. It's good.
Okay. Now, would you have a little room, say, off of the kitchen where you would store canned goods or dishes?
Yeah, we'd call that a pantry, a storehouse, smokehouse, where you'd, about half of it would be floor, and half of it would be wood, you know, where, we call that a joist, you know, it would be open at the top, would be open, no ceiling, in this half of it, where there was wood, where there was dirt,
mm-hmm.
And you'd put some joists, like, you know, strips like that, you had your joists, then you'd go in the woods and cut poles, and then you'd come when you'd kill a pig, you'd slice your bacon and you'd salt your ribs and your bacon so long. And then after, I don't remember how many days, 2 weeks or something like that, you'd leave it soaking in that salt. And then you'd hang it in that smokehouse. And sausage, if you want to make sausage, you'd make your sausage and leave it about soaking. While it was fresh, smoke it about 3 days. Not in those days, you had to smoke it more than that because you didn't have no way to save it. But after you got a deep freeze, smoke it 3 days, and you could bundle it up. Or we learned to can it in fruit jars. I saw me and my husband can 108 quarts one time.
Quarts
of homemade sausage, pork sausage. And we had a little store and we was canning it in. You ever hear what they talk about Lent? You know the religion, Lent, Easter season, you know?
Yeah.
And we did that in Lent. And it was on a Friday, and we couldn't eat meat.
I know.
We couldn't eat meat. And we had some good Baptist friends. And man, you know when you smell that homemade sausage, you know cooking, how good it smells, you know. Oh, they come to the house, what in the world y'all are cooking?
Said,
we're canning sausage. And said, boy, everyone that would split, my husband didn't want to put them in the jar. And I'd put them off the side in another bowl, you know. And poor old DeWitt, they both dead now, but they come out there and say, what y'all are doing? I said, well, we're canning sausage. Oh, it smells so good. And said, well, we can't eat none. Today's Friday. See what it is to be a Baptist? A Catholic, we can't eat meat. And said, well, we're not Catholic. We can eat some. They sit down and at the basement and said, you see that? See how hard it is to be Catholic? We canned 108 quarts. 1 o'clock, we ate some before we went to bed till that night. They're gone it all day long. I often talk about that. And you'd can them, see, you'd just cut them about that long and you'd drop them in 8 pieces in a quart jar. Would fit exactly. After you'd smoked them 3 days, about 3 days, about like you wanted, you'd just rinse them off and you'd put a pot of hot lard, drop them in and just let them turn brown. Take them out and then you'd drop them in that jar. And then after you get through all your cooking, you see all these crumbs would fall in there, you know, and all the crumblings and all that. When you took the main grease off, and then you put water in.